We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning Magic, David, Sue, and Kendra. I don't know anybody's drinking champagne, popping bubbly. But I have noticed I will have a cocktail at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. Days.
Is anybody else drinking more?
I have three young children at home every day until May 4th. Yes. Yeah.
Kendra's popping it at noon. What are you talking about?
I've had several virtual cocktail parties with friends who, you know, you miss, you want to see. And so what do? My wife and I will go sit on the porch. We'll have a have a drink or have a beer, a glass of wine or something like that. We'll pull up Zoom and have a cocktail party with people.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people are doing that. And yesterday was kind of mild. So I actually held a little distance front lawn party.
This is great.
I called it a distance party. So I invited just the neighbors across the street and to the side of us. And we all took out our lawn chairs and we placed them 10, 12 feet apart. And we sat in sort of a circle, a very large circle on my front lawn, you know, after dinner while the sun was still up. And we just kind of, we all needed to get a little sun on our faces and just to chat a little bit and feel a little bit connected in these strange times.
It's funny. I was going to ask what you talked about, but I bet it was the same thing that my wife and I talked about with our friends when we were in this thing the other night. We're like, everything that we talk about on the radio, it's like, how long is this going to go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody working from home? How is that going? How is it with the kids at home?
Yep.
I mean, that's what people want to share. And I think if you're not doing it in person or you're not doing it at all, you miss that with your friends.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
I definitely think, like, in our case, we all have college kids that are now home. And so that's different for us. And we all shared that experience together. And you just want to feel like you have, you know, a shared experience with everybody. Some of it is collective misery and some of it is just different. But yeah, we had a good time. We had a drink and we chatted and we stayed, you know, everybody stayed apart and respected each other's personal space.
I'll say it was something. For us, anyway, it wasn't all about drinking, by the way. I mean, if it's early enough, I'll have a, you know, seltzer or a cranberry or something like that. It's not necessarily about just having a couple of beers.
It's about the connection, social,
exactly. More about being with people.
It was funny because my kids, my neighbors that are right across the street, it was sort of like my kids are playing in the grass in our yard. My neighbor's kids are playing in the grass in their yard. And we're just yelling across the street to each other, you know, sitting in our chairs on the grass, you know, with blankets like we're having a picnic with our jackets on. And we're like, how you doing? Good. You guys all right?
Exactly.
Hey, what's happening? Like, it was just the weirdest thing. But it actually was so nice to see a face. Just to have a human face across the street from me that I can say hi to.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that'll
like
be one of those things that we, when this is all over, and I've got a list going of like, I got to remember, we need to do more of this.
Yeah.
This crisis is behind us, we need to do more of that. Hey, how you doing, neighbor? Checking in with people.
Yes. You know? What? I saw this meme and it's actually in front of me now that I loved. It said, my hope is that our new normal today exposes what was wrong with our old normal yesterday and sets us up for a better normal tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
and it's
true.
Like, we need to hold on to some of these things that are really good that we're doing.
Yeah,
forgot about
I was thinking about like technology. Like now we're on a Zoom call right now, the three of us are, just so we can sort of see each other and be in touch. I've done, you know, FaceTime with my in-laws to kind of connect with them. And I've used the technology in ways that I never would have with people who never would have used the technology that way before.
Right.
Six months ago, I would have been blaming the technology because all my kids do is look at their phones and all I do is check my phone too much. This is what the technology was supposed to do for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I've been encouraging my daughter to do it more, to get in touch with her friends. And today she actually has a Zoom call with her teacher and her whole classroom. They set up
that's awesome.
All three of the kids, their teachers requested a Zoom call. And I said, how funny. We've been just talking about Zoom and how big it is now. So the whole classroom is going to do a Zoom call so they can all see each other. see their teacher and sort of talk. It's yeah. so important to have that
and
connection.
And I think students, as much as in the beginning they were like, yay, no school, they miss their classmates and they miss their teacher. So that's great.
Yep. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.